President Mills has opened a two-day meeting in Kumasi of metropolitan, municipal and district chief executives from the northern sector. He said unless they commit themselves to empowering those at the grassroots, promote infrastructural development and help build a strong and resilient economy, they cannot claim to have justified the confidence Ghanaians have reposed in them. Correspondent Georgina Ama Ankuma has the rest of the story.
87 chief executives from the Ashanti, Brong Ahafo, Northern, Upper East and Upper West regions are meeting to chart the way forward for expediting action on local economic development. The conference will also expose them to innovative approaches to the local economic development. A key objective of the conference is to update the chief executives on emerging national policy and program initiatives and their implications for local economic development. President Mills said he was very much impressed about the work of the chief executives in their various areas, particularly in respect of development projects during his recent working tour of the region. He said it gives him great pride that in certain places, the traditional leaders commended some of the chief executives for their humility, cooperation and open door policy. President Mills said through hard work and dedication, they have been able to make considerable impact in their areas within 2.5 years. That is, government has been in office despite the daunting challenges. He said he was confident that with the remaining 1.5 years left in his first term in office, the country would experience tremendous change. President Mills noted that as a social democratic party, the NDC is mindful of the need to concentrate on the provision of social interventions, such as capitation grants, school feeding, free textbooks and free school uniform program, and gave the assurance that his administration will not relent in efforts in this regard. The Minister for Local Government and Rural Development, Samuel Ofosu Ampofu, said government is not oblivious of the logistical needs of the assemblies, and therefore everything is being done to meet some of these important requirements. He expressed concern about the appalling level of waste management and sanitation in the communities within the metropolitan areas, municipalities, and districts. The assemblies should therefore do well to take waste management seriously and educate the people to indulge in good waste management and sanitation practices. The Ashanti Regional Minister, Dr. Kweku Ajimamensa, noted that the chief executive's appreciation of issues within the context of the Ghana Shared Growth and Development Agenda will go a long way to facilitate implementation of the various programs and projects. For Radio Ghana, I am Georgina Amankuma reporting from Kumasi.